Pleasure Seekers, it's your girl Tasha, aka The Seducer, aka The Pleasure Dom, the one, the only chocolate queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into episode 16. Happy New Year, y'all. It is 2020. Child, we made it to another year. We made it to another fucking decade. Crazy amazing though. I'm sure we've all had some trying times last year, but we made it. I hope y'all don't pull that whole new year, new me bullshit. It's a new year. It should be the same you pulling the same energy to get to your goals, whether it is professional, personal, sexual. Just put that same level of energy. I missed you all. I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season. I know I did. If any of you know me personally, Christmas is my favorite holiday, so I have fun with that. If you don't celebrate anything, well, shit, I hope you did something great over the holidays. Before I get into it, because I feel so awesome that we're in a new year, I feel like it's appropriate for us to start this episode with the pussy prayer. I feel like we need to really bless the punani going into the new year. We have to anoint the kitty cat so she is great and cleansed and, you know, have the anointing on the vajayjay stepping into 2020. So go ahead, ladies, and touch on the punani. Go ahead, place your hand on the pom pom. Close your eyes. This is the third episode I'm doing this, so you should know it by now. Go ahead, all right. Close your eyes. Hand on a pom-pom. I lay hands on my pussy and declare my pussy eternally blessed, purified, peaceful, loving, wonderful, sweet, creative, fertile, and healed. I release and let go of all physical, psychological, emotional, and spiritual pain and trauma experienced in this lifetime and all previous lifetimes. I disintegrate and return to all sender, all discarded emotional and psychological debris projected by others. In 2020, I unhinge and unbind myself from all previous lovers. In 2020, I declare my pussy is my own creative space, sacred pleasure center connection to the divine, and portal to other dimensions. In 2020, my pussy is mine. My sensuality is mine. My sexuality is mine. My body belongs to me. I am free to enjoy the depths of my pleasure and the heights of my ecstasy through my body and my pussy. My pussy now attracts joyful conditions, sacred conditions, pure love and respect, gentle kindness, and absolute bliss. I declare it so, and so it is. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, hoes, open your eyes. Let's get into episode 16. I know y'all cracking up. You guys love when I do that. Now, the inspiration behind this episode is conversation with someone. I've been chatting up with someone in my personal life, and the conversations have been really good. We talk about everything
yeah, Jesus Christ, we talk about everything. But sex comes up, and of course, we're adults, and we talk about sex, and we cover a few topics, and, you know, we're in and out of the sex talk every now and then. Nothing too crazy. I lie. It's me. Y'all know I get crazy. But anywho. Just the other day, I had a consultation with a young lady, and it was a great talk, and she mentioned being afraid to talk to her partner about certain things, and they've been dating for a long time. So it really dawned on me, like, you know what? I am for sure I'm going to talk about this, because it is so important to have these conversations from the beginning of knowing someone. So I went to the Google and I did my research, and let's have our nerd moment. So doing my research, apparently there are 7 important topics around sex that couples should discuss when they're getting to know each other. The first one is sexual history and future plans. Now, sexual history is interesting to me because I don't know if they're trying to say your body count, which I feel like body count shouldn't matter when you're getting to know somebody, especially if you're of a particular age. Jesus Christ, I would expect for you to go been around the block, you know. Ladies, I don't know about y'all, but in my age, being 36 going on 37, if I meet somebody and you're older than me, or we're around the same age, and you haven't really been around the block too much, I kind of look at you like, you know. And I'm not talking about like crazy sex experience. I'm not talking about the kinky shit. I'm not talking about fulfilling desires. I'm not talking about that, because not everybody's open, right? I'm just talking about, like, have you been around the block a few times, you know? So, according to this, sexual history is important. And I would add to that to discuss any sexual traumas that you might have. Just be open about it. Not saying you're going to talk about your sexual traumas a week of getting to know the person. But, you know, at least the latter part of, say, if you guys get to a month and you guys are writing out good, and you 2 months and, you know, now you might be ready to give up the pussy. I mean, unless you give it up already, I don't know. I feel like if this is somebody you're really digging, take your time to get to know the person and build that foundation before you jump into the sex, because sex kind of bursts things, right? If you allow yourself to have these conversations and create a connection with the person, when you do have sex, it is going to be like motherfucking fireworks. Fireworks. I'm sure y'all could probably hear some of the fireworks going off right now in my neighborhood, but we're not even going to talk about that. But yeah, so discuss your sexual history, any sexual traumas, if you were raped, if there are certain things in a bedroom that triggers unpleasant experiences with you, talk about those things. When they say future plans, talk about your desires, you know, in that moment. Talk about any little rendezvous that you want to try and you want to get into. You know, have that conversation early so the person can decide if they want to explore that with you or not, or if they are capable of fulfilling those desires. You know, you don't want to set yourself up to be disappointed, right? Because expectations often lead to disappointment, especially if you're not having a conversation. Okay, sexual secrets is another topic they say we should talk about. And I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with your desires, right? So talk about those little nasty thoughts you've had and you want to try and you've never tried them before. Go for it, okay? Third topic, number 3, preferred time to have sex. Now, listen. white people, if you're listening, please don't get offended. But there's gotta be some white people shit, okay? Who cares what time? Preferred time to have sex. Now, if you have a preferred time to have sex, please slide in my DM because I am judging you, okay? Sex, fucking, should happen anytime, any place, okay? Morning, before morning, late at night, in the evening, crack a motherfucking dawn, okay? Like, a preferred time. Oh, hell to the no. Listen, ain't nothing like random sex any goddamn time. Even like if you're sleeping with your partner, you know, that in the middle of the night and you get woken up by something nice and hard and stiff between your legs trying to slide in. Ooh, child, you better. I wish I meet somebody that's gonna tell me, oh, I only prefer to have sex at night. Ooh, those are fighting words. Fighting words. I don't mean to judge. I know I just went off on a tangent. I don't really mean to judge, but I'm judging. I know I told y'all this is a judgment-free zone, but God damn it, this one, I'm judging. I'm judging your life if you are one of those people that prefers to have sex at a particular time. Whew, you need to spice up your life. You need some spontaneity. All right. Number 4, sexual fetishes, desires, and preferences. Ooh, yes, this is important. I spoke about this already. But definitely go a little bit deeper and detailed about your fetishes and your desires. So the particular person I'm getting to know have a fetish of scent, which is just like, where the fuck have you been? Now, y'all know I spoke about this in my first episode about my fetish for scent and somebody that just smell good, right? So when this person brought it up, I was like, have you been listening to my podcast? And are you trying to, like, replicate the perfect person? Actually, no. The person has not been listening to my podcast until recently when I sent them a particular episode. But yeah, talk about your fetishes, talk about your desires, talk about how you like sex and how you want to be fucked, and this goes both ways, you know what, and it could go for any couple, whether you are a same-sex couple, you know, if you are a heterosexual couple, if you're a Christian couple, like, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're being intimate with another individual, have these conversations. And guys, don't think this does not pertain to you. I know I always gear towards my ladies because, I mean, it is her pleasure chest. But, gents, if you are listening, speak the fuck up too, okay? And don't be afraid to initiate the conversations because let me tell y'all something, guys. Come close. My species, us, women, we are complicated. Okay, and we tend to think y'all gonna know what we're thinking, knowing good and motherfucking well you guys are not mind readers, okay? So initiate the conversation and just start talking because chances are her freaky ass over there thinking about some shit and she was trying to be all prim and proper and ladylike, okay? So initiate. Ladies, if you know you have your freaky side, have the conversation, please. Talk about you want to be choked during sex. I spoke about this before. Be careful what you wish for. Your bitch ass don't want to end up in a hospital, but still have the conversation. These conversations are very, very important. Because sex, I wouldn't say sex is the main driving force in a relationship. It is not. You know, a solid, meaningful relationship has so many different components. Sex, however, is a big factor. You know, it would suck to be in a relationship with someone that isn't feeding your sexual needs. You know, like, you need somebody to, just like how you need that person to feed your soul as far as matching your love language and just being kind and honor you and respect you and all these things. And that feeds your soul, right? That feeds your heart. That feeds the emotions and the butterflies and da 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 da. But you also need that person to feed you sexually. So topic number, holy shit, I lost count. Where am I? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the fifth one on the list is sexual health. If you haven't listened to my episode on status check, please go listen to it. Sexual health is so important. Know your status. Have the conversation. Say, talk about if you've ever contracted a sexual transmitted disease in the past and how was it treated. If you've ever dated someone with an STD or HIV, how did that impact you emotionally? Don't be afraid to talk in a fucking relationship, or even before you decide that, okay, you're the one, I'm putting claims on you, we're dating. Have these conversations prior, because you're weeding out, you're filtering out, you're really getting to see if this person is the right fit for you. So talk, folks, talk. The next one is safe sex and contraception, which I feel like goes hand in hand with sexual health. I don't know why they put it separately, but contraception kind of ties into the idea of kids and do you want kids. If you are on birth control, if you're not on birth control, if the person was have a vasectomy and can't have kids, if the person cannot have kids, like, Christ Jesus, talk about this shit. Because again, you don't want to have this idea in your head about you're gonna live happily ever after with a picket fence and children in the backyard and a dog, right? And then come to find out later on, oh babe, I cannot conceive, you know, or oh babe, I can't plant a seed in you. Like, you don't, I forgot this is the education part, so I should be all, you know, Ivy League-ish. Okay, great. You don't want to say, honey, I am not fertile, or I struggle with infertility, you know? You don't want to wait later on to have that conversation. Or, gents, you don't want to say, babe, you know, I have a low sperm count, according to the doctor. I'm going to have difficulties having a child. You know, my little soldiers don't really swim. Again, have the conversation. The final thing on the list, number 7 on the list, is exclusivity. I guess after you've gone through 1 through 6 and you realize that, you know what, this person could be the right one for me, we're going to be exclusive. Talk about exactly what does that look like for you guys as a couple. Is it exclusivity in a sense of monogamy, so you're not seeing anyone else? Exclusivity as in you are both going to play, but you're playing together. So are you playing at swingers club, or are you going to privately meet someone and invite that person over? Is it exclusivity in terms of polyamorous? So are you going to have a third person that is all up in the relationship, third or fourth, all up in the relationship? So
definitely, definitely, definitely have that talk, right? The talk. I should name this episode The Talk, The Sex Talk. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having a moment. All right, that's that for that segment. And now we're going to get into my kink, my fetish. All right, you nasty, kinky, nosy motherfuckers. My kink this week is going to be kissing. Well, that would be considered a fetish, right? I love to be kissed. Kissing is so intimate. You can feel the love and the passion from that person when you're kissing. But not just on the lips, right? Kissing on the shoulders and the neck and the breast and the body is so sexy. So that kind of takes me straight into this experience I want to tell you about. So this person, when I was getting to know this person several years ago, it started off great. It started off just chatting on the phone, and the one day we decided, okay, we're gonna meet up, and this is a long time ago, like several years ago, because damn, did we have cell phones? Oh, no, wait, we did have cell phones. Lord Jesus, I'm getting so old. I feel like this old moment is because today I had an epiphany that in 3 years I'm going to be 40 and I'm having a whole moment. I'm sorry, I digressed again. Okay, back to the story. So, yeah, we did have cell phones. So we were talking on the phone and we decided that we're going to meet up before I went to work. So the person met me on my way going to work, and this was the first time we're seeing each other face to face since we exchanged numbers. Like, we couldn't match our schedule to hang out or anything like that, but we lived not too far from each other. So anyways, we met up and the person gave me a hug. It was cute. It was a nice hug. And then the person kissed me. But it wasn't a kiss on the lips. It was the most sexiest kiss on the neck that I've ever felt. It was like literally, the kiss sent shockwaves through my body, like lightning bolts through my body. It was filled with so much passion. And that was our first kiss. Come to think of it, yes, that was our first kiss. And it was so fucking sexy. I literally felt just like ching, ching, ching through my body, and pussy got wet because my pussy is just, I'm telling you, this bitch have a mind of her fucking own sometimes. And I was really young back then too. And that was through my young and wild days, young, wild, and fucking free. I'm trying to think if that was my whole phase. I don't think I ever went through a whole phase. I was just free. I've always just been free. But I'm also like, if I'm committed to a person, I'm committed to the person. And I'm not saying I don't know how to behave. I behave. I do behave. But anyway, so yeah, the person kissed me and it was beautiful and it was sexy and my pussy started leaking and shit, right? So I went to work. You know, we chatted for a second, for a little bit. I went to work. The person went home. And, like, I was trying to take quick breaks at my job so I can hit up the person, like, I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking about that kiss, and I want to feel those lips other places. And the person was like, all right, you know, how about you just come over after you leave work? And I was like, after work, I need to go home and shower and all that. Now, y'all know I was really young for me to think about going home to shower to freshen up the kitty cat. In this day and age, somebody said come over after work, bitch is coming over, okay? Because I would already have, you know, I put my little feminine stuff in my bag, you know, ladies, we stay prepared. So, you know, could just go to the bathroom and freshen up real quick before leaving the office or whatever. You know, you don't have to go home and take a whole shower. You know, we have baby wipes. So, but back then, you know, young, dumb. I wouldn't say dumb. Was I dumb? No. I wouldn't say dumb. I did some questionable things, but I wasn't dumb. So, yeah, I wanted to go home and shower, freshen up, da, da, da. The person was like, no, come over. I said, okay, that's what you want. So I went over after work, and when I tell you, when I finally felt the lips, like when it was like the lip-to-lip kiss now, whoo, it was magical. It was fucking magical. Then the person did the neck kiss again, and it felt just the same as earlier that day. And the person placed me on the bed and started kissing and just touching. And it was in the most, like, caring and loving way. And in my brain, and this is how I know I was just, like, I was made to just be a whole different kind of woman. In that moment, I'm thinking in my head, can we just fuck already? In my head, I was like, ooh, this feels good. This feels great. And I was like, oh, can we just fuck already? Because realistically, I didn't want anything from this person but sex. Like, it was summertime in New York City. The streets are running crazy. And I just wanted a summer fling, right? So, anywho, we finally got to the sex after, you know, several minutes of foreplay, and it was great. I'm not gonna get into the details of the sex because that's not why I told you guys to begin with. I just wanted to talk about the kiss and my kiss fetish. It's not until later on in my years of trying new sexual things that I realized I have a kiss fetish. And I'm not out there. No, I don't kiss everybody. Ew, no. But when I realize that I really do like the person, and there's a connection and there's a spark, you know, the spark, the butterflies and all that, that's when like I really want to feel the connection through kiss in any way. So it could be like kiss on the shoulder is so sexy. Kiss on the forehead. Oh my God. A kiss on the forehead is so powerful. It is sweet in its sexy way of showing admiration to your partner. And it's so loving. I know that might sound silly to some of you, but it is, oh my God. The day I am crowned by a special person and that person kissed me on my forehead, let me tell you something, okay? I'm like, take me now, Lord. All right, so I'm going to stop there. This is just a quick episode I wanted to do to bring in the new year with you guys. I'm looking forward to 2020 with her pleasure chest. There is so much in store. So much. So when I tell y'all so much in store, please make sure you're following the Instagram page, which is her pleasure chest. If you are, I'm sure you can see that I have an event coming up February 29th here in South Florida. It is a women's only event, but don't worry, gents.
I have something special coming up in May. So look out for that. There's a lot that I'm planning behind the scenes. Tickets for the February 29th event will go on sale pretty soon. If not this upcoming weekend, it will be by next week. But that will be in South Florida. I'm teaming up with V Sculpting Lounge in Oakland Park Boulevard, on Oakland Park Boulevard. And she is amazing. The owner is amazing, ladies. You're gonna love her. She specializes in body sculpting, vagina steaming. Ladies, we're gonna get the vajayjay cleanse, girls. All right, so thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Shout out to all the new listeners. I appreciate all of you so much. I started this podcast in September, and here we are in January. Here we are in a new year, and it's already gotten over 2,100 freaking plays and listens. You guys are amazing. So continue to share, continue to, please write your reviews, on whatever streaming platform you listen to. If you are able to write a review, please do so. If you're able to share with your friends, please do so, and let them know to follow. Those numbers matter, especially on like iHeartRadio and Spotify and all these major platforms. Go ahead and spread the word. I really do appreciate it. If you have any topic ideas that you want me to talk about, shoot me an email at pleasuredom@gmail.com. It is pleasure, DOMME, @gmail.com. Okay? That's if you want me to talk about anything specific for the podcast. If it's business related, if you want to hire me as your coach, as your sex coach, I do couples coaching, single people coaching to spice up their bedroom life. Or if you are into BDSM and you want to get a full BDSM training, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know I am a dom, so I will definitely become your personal lifestyle mentor and coach. So if you visit the Instagram page, you will see book option. You touch that and you can see all the services. I am available. Shoot me an email. If it's all service related, email me at hergpleasures@gmail.com. Okay? Until next time, as always, be bold, be free, be you, and escape the labels and embrace your kink. Peace out.